Welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, the 19th of October. Simon Harrison with you, and Mark Duclos joins me now. Duke, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
Now, a week ago we spoke about Mike Baird's decision to overturn the Greyhound ban. Have there been any developments in the last 7 days?
He's made the appointment of the industry advisory panel, which will be headed up by former Labor Premier Maurice Yemmer. It will also include representatives of the Greyhound Racing Industry Alliance, the RSPCA, and some very high-ranking government officials. And these people will basically, or they have been put into place to roadmap the future for the New South Wales greyhound racing industry. And a major focus of that will obviously be animal welfare. He's issued the terms of reference for which the advisory panel to report back on. That initial report is probably not due out until about early December this year. So the advisory panel will be hopefully consulting with all members or vital members of the greyhound racing industry. As I said, trying to roadmap the future and ensure that where we go and where we head forward is in the right direction, because I do believe that this could be the dawning of a new frontier for the greyhound racing industry. It's been given another chance. We need to take it with both hands and run with it. And as long as it's fair and equitable for all people within the industry, that's what we really want to see. That, you know, from the hobbyist, from the person who owns or trains just one greyhound, right through to the Leviathan breeders and owners and trainers, such as Paul Wheeler, that everyone gets a fair go. And we're able to take this this great industry forward in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and even 50 years' time.
Well, let's take a look at the feature racing coming over the next few days. Friday, we've got heats of the Geelong Cup.
We've got a stack on this week, Simon. We've got two nights of greyhound racing, which are absolutely superb. And as you said, the Group 2 Geelong Cup, Geelong Gold Cup heats, they kick off on Friday night. Some very smart greyhounds going around there. In the first heat, Ultimate Magic is the $2.50 favourite with tab.com.au. Ultimate Magic for Anthony Azzopardi has drawn box number 2. In the second heat, the favourites, equal favourites, Weekend Binge coming off his run in the Group 1 Adelaide Gold Cup. He's $2.50, equal favourite with Sleek Master. In the third of the heat, Bears Goal for Elisa Helmuth. It's the popular pick at the moment at $2.30 in front of Here's Some Love and Shimmer Song. Across to the fourth heat, and the favourite is Zinzan Brook for Jamie Ennis, who is with us every Wednesday night on at the boxes. And I spoke to Jamie yesterday about Zinzan Brook, and he's got a big opinion of the dog. He said in the past he struggled to run out the 450. He thinks he's got stronger with a little bit more maturity, and he expects a really forward showing from him. He's race 6, number 2 at Geelong on Friday night. Move across to the fifth heat, and the favourite here is Jack Walker in a wide market at $4.60 in front of Marley Bale. Heat 7 sees Judicial Man, also from Jamie Ennis' kennel, up against Marbo's Magic, $3.80 each of 2 there. Race 9, which is the 7th heat, the favourites here, Paddy's Magic and To the Gallows from boxes 1 and 2, they're both at $3. And then Barton Bale, a very, very smart young greyhound, prepared by Blake Shillington. It's $2.10, but it's been a big mover in the all-in market for the Melbourne Cup, Simon, and it's now the favourite for that race. So it's said it's only a young pup, but they've got a big opinion of it. It's $2.10 to win a seat at the Geelong Gold Cup, but as I said, it has been specced as far as the Melbourne Cup market is concerned for the greyhounds, and at the present stage, it is $21 after the boys bet. $81. So it's $81 into $21 Barton Bale. So if you think it's got some sort of a chance to win the Melbourne Cup, you'd think it would obviously be a strong chance in the last beat of the Geelong Bell Cup on Friday night.
Okay, so that's Geelong Friday. Saturday night, we've got the big Group 1 in Melbourne with the Top Gun and the Group 2 Top Gun Stayers. And just having a look at the box draw, Duke, in the Sky Racing Group 1 Top Gun, Zambora Brocky's come up with box 6. Is that a good box?
Look, I don't think he's badly boxed, Simon, because he's got Unlawful Entry and Dundee Osprey in boxes 7 and 8 directly outside of him, who do want to use plenty of the track. Let It Develop drawn directly underneath him in box 5, who's now into Anthony Azzopardi's kennels. He's a greyhound that does want to take a step right out of the boxes. He then goes straight, and then he wants to cut to the fence at the first turn. So he sort of wants to use plenty of the track. Brocky has to miss Let It Develop in the early stages. It's absolutely crucial. The question mark is he hasn't had a run for more than 4 weeks. And when you're taking on Group 1 chases of this calibre, it is a very, very tough ask. He's currently at $3.40, fixed odds Zambora Brocky. Look, he's a dual Group 1 winner, a dual Group 2 winner. His time is 29.47 at the Meadows. Going back about five starts, is the fifth fastest time ever run at the Meadows. The only question mark is how fit he is. And I spoke to his trainer, Anthony Azzopardi, on Tuesday afternoon. He said he's given him plenty of work. He's absolutely wrapped with the way he is, but it's a different kettle of fish on Saturday night in the Group 1 Top Gun. I'm still going to tip him because, to me, his class is above those that he's meeting. We've got six Group 1 winners in the race. The only two greyhounds who haven't won a Group 1 are Pantera Nera from Box 1 and Aston Bolero from Box 2. They've both won two Group 2 races each. Pantera Nera has been the best supported. Pre-box draw, he was $6.50. He's now into a clear-cut second favourite at $4 after drawing box number one. And then we've got the likes of the South Australian champ, Wormburner, who will be having only its third start outside of Angle Park on Saturday night at the Meadows. Aqua Cheetah, it's been well supported. It's $13 into $10. Letter develops the roughie of the field at $71. Unlawful Entry, $7.50. And Dundee Osprey, who's flying at the moment, he's $5.50. But he's drawn the car park.
Now, tab.com.au have got a special including Winx to win the Cox Plate into Zambora Brocky in the Top Gun.
Yep, this market will be released on Thursday afternoon at 12 p.m. and at $7.50, Simon. So Winx at the moment, I think, is into $1.90 now. Zambora Brocky at $3.40. So you're definitely getting overs there. Both animals have to start for the bet to be valid. But that market, a special market, Winx winning the Cox Plate and Zambora Brocky to win the Group 1 Top Gun, you can have $7.50, and that will open at 12 p.m. on Thursday with tab.com.au.
On Saturday night at the Meadows, the Group 2 Top Gun Stayers is on as well, and Burn One Down's nice and short here, $1.30 from Box 3.
And a deserved short price favourite as well. He's absolutely flying at the moment. He's won his last five straight. We spoke with Jason Thompson on Going Greyhounds on Sky Sports Radio on Monday morning. He's absolutely delighted with the maturity of the greyhound just in the last three or four starts. He thought going back a little while he'd over-exaggerate the checks that he received in running and was probably his own worst enemy. His last three or four, he's come out a lot better and put himself in the race. His last win came last Wednesday night at Ballarat. He went an eyelash outside, but he's got a 660-metre track record. And you would think, I mean, very, very bad luck could beat Burn One Down. I think he's got that much class on him. He can probably, with a clear run, he can give the leaders six lengths down the back straight and he'll still pick them up. His time of 42.29, four starts back at the Meadows, was the fastest time ever run since Space Star set the new 725-metre track record there back in March of last year. So he's an absolute flying machine and I think he just looks a Monty to win the Group 2 Top Gun Stay.
At Wentworth Park on Saturday night, we've got the semis this week of the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic. Who was probably the best performed out of the heats last Saturday?
Oh, you had to be impressed with Ando's Mac. And, you know, we talk about greyhounds like Zambora Brocky in the Top Gun Sprint. He won the Vic Peters Classic last year. So it tells you what sort of a race the Vic Peters is, because absolute champions have won it. And in this year, I don't think there's a champion in there, but there's three very smart dogs. And Ando's Mac, he ran the fastest of the heats last week, running 29.72. In the first of the semi-finals, race five on the card, Jason Magri has got a very strong hand. He's got Clocks Ticking, drawn box two, and Wicked Warrior, who is really impressive. He's drawn box three. He's $2.30 and favourite for that. The second semi, race six on the card, Ando's Mac, I think he's really well drawn out in box eight, Simon. Not a lot of pace underneath him, and this greyhound does have very, very good early burn from the boxes. He's $2.20 and favourite. The third semi-final, Reviewer, who won his heat last week in 30.07. He's drawn box two. He's $2.20 favourite in front of Runway Bono, who ran 29.81. It was a mix-up race that Runway Bono won, but he still put the time on the board, and he's a very strong greyhound. And go across to the last semi-final, and Benteke, who began better than expected last week from box four, got into second place at the first turn, and he was always going to win from there. He's $1.90, and Jason McKay's got a smart youngster by the name of Mr. Twister. It's second pick in the market at $3.30. So Saturday night, if you love your greyhound racing, you'll be salivating at home watching it on Sky Racing 1 or listening to it on Sky Sports Radio. The Top Gun Stayers, the Top Gun Sprint. We've also got heats of the Group 1 Hume Cup at the Meadows on Saturday night, and then across at Wenny, four semi-finals of the Group 1 Vic Peters Classic. We could say we could be in heaven.
You'll be trackside at the Meadows, will you?
Certainly am. Trackside there this Saturday night, and then the following Friday I'm ducking down to Geelong for the Gold Cup, and then back up to Wenny on the Saturday night for the Vic Peters. And then, we head into a big carnival at Sandown Park, Simon. November the 4th is the Four Dogs Shootout, and then 1 week later we've got heats of the Group 1 TAB Melbourne Cup, and the final of that race on November the 18th, $420,000 to the winner, the richest greyhound race anywhere in the world.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much for your time, Duke. Enjoy the week ahead.
Thanks, Simon.